Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, let's get to it. It's an AMA. We do it every Wednesday at noon, which hopefully you know by now means in 45 minutes, Ray Dittinger will be in studio with us on NFL Free Agency Day. But let's get to it right now. AMA, questions that have come in on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. James Seltzer, they ask, we answer. What do they ask?
All right, first question, a fun one from Chris Scott at Chris CL Scott Family on Twitter. We kind of have an idea in the direction you go, but we've never actually broken it down top five. John and Joe, who are your top five rock and roll bands in history?
Oof. Well,
that is so... Five is almost impossible.
Actually think it's easy, except I struggle at five. But to me, there's a definitive four. Definitive four. Which, without a shadow of a doubt, is any combination, whatever ranking orders you want to put them, the Beatles, Zeppelin, The Who, and The Stones.
The Who is definitely not in the top five.
To me, there's no...
The Who's not in the top five.
Yeah. So to me, the only...
They're not top five.
Yeah, they are. And the only question to me is who's five, U2 or The Doors. So
that's a terrible...
That's my top five, and figure out U2 or The Doors.
Nowhere close to the top five.
Well, that's my list, and that's the list.
Coming from someone who doesn't even know music the same way.
John, what do you got?
I think Jimi Hendrix Experience needs to be in there. I like The Doors. I don't think they're top five. Queen needs to be considered for the top five. I think Skinner could be considered for the top five as well. But I agree with you. Beatles, Stones, and Zeppelin are certainly in there. I mean, I would also have to throw my own like personal preferences in there, and in the top five, like stick someone like Nirvana, Green Day, Guns N' Roses, Alice in Chains, you know, like my own, but that's not
Richie's like you
one.
With movies. Yeah. He's got 30 bands. Yeah. Top five.
Fair enough.
All right. Good question from Casey Young at underscore Casey Young on Twitter. What's the toughest thing you've ever done physically? I know Richie can say, taking on Ray Lewis in a gap. So more of a question for Joe.
Listen,
what would you say?
For me, it's just old school training camp. It used to be, you know, a month and a half, two practices a day wearing pads, where it was lead ISOs on people like Ray Lewis 100 times in a practice. It was the dumbest thing ever invented, and it was every summer.
Wow.
Every year. Oh, my gosh. I'm glad that's part is over. I'm glad that guys don't have to do that anymore.
I don't know the answer. I would say, I mean, one thing that obviously comes to mind is watching old school training camps, because the practices were so long, and you'd be out there at the heat of Lehigh for like two and a half hours.
Oh, man.
In the dead of summer.
That is so good.
Probably those 100-degree days watching practice at Lehigh.
That was your best answer.
Oh, my Lord.
Terrific. All right, fun one from the text line. Eric in the Northeast asks, who is the nicest, most down-to-earth celebrity or athlete you've ever met?
Wow. Nicest, man. I mean, there are so many that come to mind. It's hard to differentiate one from the other. Dick Vermeil's high on the list. Brandon Graham's high on the list. Really high on the list. Ray Dittinger is high on the list. Mark Zumoff is a wonderful person. Fran Dunphy is an awesome guy. Jaws, Charlie Manuel, Milt Thompson from Phil's... Fantasy camp, I mean, all those guys at fantasy camp. Milt was up there. Zach Ertz is up there. Rodney McLeod's up there. Is that one person?
I think that's a lot.
I don't think that's one person. John, do you have a singular? I mean, other than me sitting next to you every day. Notice I didn't say Richie.
It's hard for me with the athletes. I had a lot of really good friends who were good people who were athletes. So, like, you know, when I was, and you just don't even consider that.
What about Bernie Parent?
I think Bernie Parent has to be on that list.
Danny Briere's a good dude. John LeClaire's a good guy. There's a bunch,
but
man.
Brandon Graham now.
Yeah. You know, he's awesome.
Brandon Graham is truly genuine. And, you know, now that I am not a player and he, you know, we're living in different worlds, I just can't get over how good a person that guy is.
Great guy, man.
And, yeah, I think for now, for this purpose, I mean, Brandon Graham blows my mind every time I'm around.
There you go.
And I'll add, we're saying goodbye to him. Nick Foles, one of the nicest people you will ever meet in your life. All right, fun one on Facebook from Benjamin Isaac Brandenburger. A fun philosophical question here. If you were offered a one-way ticket to Mars for you and your family to be the part of the first people to colonize the planet, would you go?
Planet of Mars?
Yes.
No. No. No, it's too big a risk. I'm not willing to take. I think the more interesting question. No. I'm definitely not. But I'll tell you. No. But
I mean, listen. It's totally not a surprise. I mean, I knew before you answered
that's
the question.
That's not a good question.
Why not? I think there are a lot of people who would do it.
I would absolutely consider it. But no. I would have to consult with my family.
Of course.
I'm not going to force them to go to another planet and abandon everything here. If they're not 100% sold, I would do it, but I would have to consider them.
But think about what you're doing. You're either taking your kids out of school,
or
you're leaving them. That's what's tough.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
If you're going to colonize Mars, are the kids coming with you or not?
Well, of course they're coming with. That's the whole point of the question.
Okay, you said go with your family.
No, but it says with your family.
Oh, I don't know. Look, I'm just telling you this. To me, the more interesting question, because I don't think many people would do that. What I think is a more interesting question.
I think you're wrong about that.
What I think is more interesting is NASA comes to you today and says you get to go to the moon. It's however long. It's not too long a trip. You go to the moon. You're there for a day. You plant the flag. You come back.
Everyone would say yes to that.
Oh,
95% of people. You are on the gray minority here, man.
James, I've asked this question before. It's very 50-50. Well, you're taking a big risk. You could die. Obviously, we've had two spaceships, you know, where everyone perished.
Sure.
Which is very sad.
Of course.
So I'm saying you can die. And it's
die crossing the street,
now,
man.
You got a better chance dying going to the moon than crossing the street. Come on. So the question
is, I'll bet you there are things that you do in your life that is a worse chance, that is a bigger chance that you would die from than going to the moon.
It'd be like you going against me in the Oklahoma drill.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we shutting it down?
Yeah, we could shut it down.
Shut that thing down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.